Om Shanti. 17th May 2019. Friday. Slogan. Sit in the swing of love and all hard work will automatically finish. Sit in the swing of love and all hard work will automatically finish. So this is the swing. And Baba is saying, sit on the in this swing of love. So when you talk of swing, the swing keeps on moving back ahead, back ahead. And there are various types of swings in the world. The Baba says, you are sitting on the swing of love, and when you sit on the swing of love, all your hard work will finish. So the moment we think of swing, few things come in our mind. The very first thing is happiness. When you sing on the swing, you experience happiness. There is a joy in swinging. You can look at the faces of children who enjoy swinging on this swing. Swings are usually in garden for children, sometimes even in home. So the first thing that happens, which is associated with swinging, is happiness. A sense of happiness, a sense of pleasure you derive when you swing. So Baba is saying, this is the swing of love. The moment you sit on the swing of love, you feel happy. The second thing is entertainment. Swing means entertainment. Swing means you are going there because you want to enjoy. Children go for picnic, some excursion. So you will find them doing all sorts of things for the sake of entertainment. So swing means you enjoy it. It's a source of enjoyment. It's a source of entertainment. It gives joy when you swing. The third thing is, swing means you remain above the ground. This is the ground, and you remain above the ground. Which ground? This is body consciousness. This is the ground of body consciousness. You remain above this ground. This is the world of soul consciousness. This is the world of body consciousness. So when you are swinging, your feet are like this. So when you swing, your feet are above the ground. So you do not touch the mud, the soil, the dirt of body consciousness. So swing means you remain above the ground. Fourth thing, when you swing, you have to hold the ropes. If you don't hold this rope, you will fall down. There are many injuries associated. Children sit and they let go of the rope and they fall. What are these two ropes? If this is the swing of love, what are these two ropes? These two ropes are again so many. This is attention and this is checking. These are the two ropes of attention and checking. When you are constantly attentive and you are constantly doing self-checking, you keep on swinging in the swing of love and you get rid of all the mehnat, all the effort, all the hard work, all the labor. These are the ropes of Jnana and Yoga. When you are situated, stabilized in Jnana and Yoga, automatically one is swinging in the swing of love. These are the swing of soul consciousness and God consciousness, Atma Abhiman and Paramatma Abhiman. Atma Abhimani and Paramatma Abhimani. So there is a God consciousness and soul consciousness. These are the swing of loving and detached, Nyara and Pyara. You are loving as well as detached. These are the swing of Umang, Utsah, Zeal and Enthusiasm. These are the ropes of Tyag and Tapasya. These are the ropes of Sakshi and Upram. You are in the stage of detached observership or beyond, going beyond this world. So these are the different ropes. So two ropes, two things are necessary and you must hold them tightly. If you let go even of one, you may have giddiness and dizziness, or there is a chance of fall. So hold these two ropes very tightly and then you keep on swinging in the swing of love. So that's the fourth thing. Fifth, a seat is necessary for the swing of love, seat of Saman, seat of self-respect. A roof is necessary for holding the swing. Roof or tree branch, sometimes ceiling, sometimes wooden plank, anything. What is that roof? What is that branch? It is the faith, nishchay. Because this is the swing of love, and what is the base of love of God? Divine love is based on faith. So faith, nishchay, trust. This is the basis on which this swing is hanging. And the last, somebody is needed to swing you. You cannot swing on your own. If you sit like that, how can you swing? If it is far away above the ground, your feet do not reach you. So how can you swing? So somebody is there to make you swing, and that somebody is God. Without him swinging you, the swinger cannot swing. The rider cannot ride. So if you want to swing, and you cannot trust anyone, if you allow some human being to make you swing, they will deceive you. They will make you fall down. They will deceive in some other way. That's why this swing of love, only God will make you swing. So these are the seven important things. Same size. Yeah, that is a balance of all of these things. What are the injuries associated with swing? First, when you don't hold properly. Second, if it moves, twists like that, there is sometimes strangulation and hanging can happen of children's cloth. If suppose one is swinging and one doesn't see somebody and somebody is coming this way, this will hit him. Somebody is going this way and this goes. it might hit somebody, the person might fall down. Sometimes road might get broken. Sometimes teeth are broken. Sometimes the branch itself falls. You are this is a tree and you are swinging. In Naki, near that temple, you will see one swing. Suppose the branch breaks, it's gone. It's about the rope breaks, it's gone. It's about the, there is a hinge here. The rope and the, this is known as swinging board. This is board is known as swinging board. There is a hinge, iron hinge. If this is broken, even then the fall can happen. If the person who is sitting there, if there is a fear, if one is not attentive and the person feel dizzy, then one can fall. If this is far away above the ground, and the moment one looks down, one fears. And if it goes like this, if it's very big, if this rope is very big, it has a tendency to go this way and that way. So moment you go up, and the moment you come down, and you go up like roller coaster, it moves like this, roller coaster. So sometimes people feel very dizzy, very fearful, they have to hold tightly. So here also, spiritual accidents can happen. Spiritual accidents. If the rope is, you are not holding tightly, you can fall. If the rope breaks, you can fall. If the branch breaks, you can fall. If this hinge is not tight, you can fall. If you have no practice, if you are doing it for the first time, sometimes what happens? No experience, amateur. Those who are immature, those who don't have much experience, those such inexperienced, immature people can fall. So one should get habituated to this swing, to this jhula, to this swing of love. So these are, in short, about few things. Now we will start it all over again. So the first thing that happens is happiness. Swinging is associated with happiness. If one is not happy in life, probably he is not swinging in the swing of love. And probably people are swinging in the swing of hatred, jealousy, lust. For swinging in the swing of, the moment you swing in the swing of, this love means divine love. This is the swing, this is not an ordinary swing. This is the swing of divine love. So when you swing in the swing of divine love, automatically you get happiness. When you move away from love of God, you get unhappy. This is the swing of divine love. There is a swing of human love also. Sit on that swing of human love. What will happen? Sorrow. Somewhere or other, they'll make you sorrowful. They'll make you cry. They make you more fearful. It is a dreaded experience. So, which swing I am swinging? Is it the sphere of swing of anger or lust? It could be anything. Anger. One is swinging in the swing of anger. So anger will lead to what? Disturbance in everything. There was a study which was done in US or Europe, I suppose, where students were shown a movie on Mother Teresa first, and then they measured some chemicals, IgA, immunoglobulins, in their blood. And after some time, the same students were shown a very violent movie with lot of war, action scenes. And then again after that movie, the blood level, IgA, was checked. IgA is something, immunoglobulin A, that helps one improve the immunity against diseases. So after showing the movie on Mother Teresa, when the levels were checked, the immunoglobulins had increased, means their immunity against the disease had increased. And when they were shown violent movie, their levels had gone down. It shows that when one is angry, his immunity goes down. There are reports of angry people having bitten somebody else and the other person died. Anger. So, happiness. Swinging in the swing means you feel happy in the swing of divine love alone. Otherwise, no. So keep on swinging in the swing of divine love. So there will be happiness and there will be no effort, there will be no effort, labor. The second, it's a sort of entertainment. People do what not in the world for the sake of entertainment. Everything is in the world, whatever they are doing is for the sake of entertainment. People want to enjoy. Some or other way, they want to enjoy. What enjoyment they are having, they do not know. The enjoyment is vicious. The enjoyment is absolutely vulgar. The enjoyment they are seeking is in fact their fall, their downfall. They are seeking happiness in the things which never can give them happiness. For them, the source of happiness is something which is in fact the source of sorrow. But they are seeking happiness in places where there is nothing but sorrow. And all the cheap entertainments of the world, for that matter, all the movies, all the so-called serials, all the cheap comedy shows, all the jokes and so many things, whatever that goes viral on social media, on social platform, on social hangers, that all is a very cheap entertainment. And people feel happy. Okay, for some time they may smile, they may laugh. But the moment they come out of that place, their unhappiness, their problems, their challenges, they still remain. So these worldly entertainments, worldly cinemas and worldly comedies and worldly comedians, they can never really make anyone happy. It's only for a time being. The real entertainment, the real happiness, the real enjoyment is this swing of love. And one who has tasted the nectar of divine love finds no joy in the worldly happiness. One who has tasted the nectar of divine love finds no joy in sense gratification. Because all the joy, all the bliss, you cannot call them bliss even, all the pleasures that are coming from senses, they are temporary, momentary, transitory, lasting for 1 second and then getting evaporated. So, this jhula, this swing, first thing is khushi, happiness. The second thing is entertainment, manoranjan. The third thing is you are above the ground. Swing means, jhula means you are above here. This is the ground. This is the land. You do not touch the land. And that's why you are happy. The moment you touch the land, it gets dirtied. The moment you touch the land, you might get hurt. Because this is the land of body consciousness. This is not a land, but a marshy land. Where you get, it's a boggy land. Where you go down at inside. And chances of coming up are very less. So this is a very dangerous land of body consciousness. So the third is, you remain above the land. When you are swinging in the swing of love. The fourth is, you keep on holding the ropes. So what are the two ropes of this swing? Attention and checking. Gyan and yog. Tyag and tapasya. Umang and utsaha. And then soul consciousness and God consciousness. And then sakshi and upram. You remain above this world. So these are the two ropes. So hold the rope tightly. Don't let go of the rope. Otherwise, teeth are gone. Wisdom tooth. Then, this is the fourth. Then, seat. Which is the seat? The soma. The self-respect. This is the seat where you sit and you swing. So, the moment you are out of your seat, you will fall. You have to keep on sitting on the seat. Even if you come on the corner, you might fall. So, occupy the seat nicely. So that you cannot fall from the seat of self-respect. And then, the branch of tree or the roof or ceiling or anything which is supporting. So there has to be the faith. Faith is not a very good word for nishchay. Faith is vishwas. What is faith then? One is faith. I have faith in myself. Another is trust. Third is confidence. I have confidence in myself. And then, okay, so which is the best out of the three?
Trust
is best. But in all English murlis, they have used the word faith. But because when there is a faith, sometimes vishwas can turn into avishwas. So, best word is trust, even though there is another word, mistrust, but trust is still a better word. And then, okay, so this is the faith. What is our faith in Him? With this faith, cut all your bondages. And the last is, somebody is needed to swing. Without, you cannot swing. And if you make some human being your friend, and who is the one who swings you most of the time? Your friend, or parents, or
relatives,
and sometimes teacher in the school picnic, and sometimes neighbors, and sometimes if somebody has to take a revenge against you, an enemy. He will come to help you, and his aim is to make you fall. So made also. So this is a very beautiful swing jhula of love. So Baba is saying, keep on swinging in the swing of love, and then what will happen? All hard work will automatically finish. You will not feel any labor, because it's enjoyment to swing like that. But then you have to pay the price of attention, the price of checking, the price of tyag, the price of tapasya, the price of vairag, the price of utsaha, the price of self-respect, the price of that love, that faith, the price of staying above the body consciousness. So many things. Then only, this is a very costly swing. Huh? It's not that easy. It's a very costly affair. The entry fee in this garden.
Very expensive.
So if you want, divine love is the highest thing in the world. If you want the highest, you have to pray the highest price. If you want the quality of things, if you want duplicate, you can go in the world. But this is not a duplicate. If this is a real, genuine divine swing, and if you want to enter into this garden of Allah, and where you want to experience the joy of swinging, then you have to pay the highest. Only by paying the highest you get the highest. Otherwise, no. So see, this is so beautiful knowledge. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, God is new and His Mahavakya, His elevated versions are also new. God Himself is new. So this is new God. And new God and His new knowledge and new entertainment and new everything. And who is the most important person which is needed for this? The person who is swinging. This man. He is the most important. He is the center of this swing. So he is needed. Okay. Om Shanti.